today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. Renowned banker and former Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry Northern Branch Chairperson Thomas Koneka Inji has died aged 44. This, according to the Namibia Press Agency, was confirmed by a family member saying that Inji died on Tuesday in Windhoek. At the time of his death, he held the position of Head of Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank, a position he assumed in February this year. He survived by his wife, Dr. Yaloshimi Inji, and two daughters. The Namibian Competition Commission has accused the Payments Association of Namibia and several commercial banks of colluding in price-fixing activities related to card transaction fees. According to the commission, the banks, which are competitors in the market, allegedly colluded with PAN to collectively set interchange fees, a practice deemed anti-competitive and prohibited by law. Here's the NACC spokesperson, Dina Govases, with more details.
The commission found that the relevant provisions of Part 1 of the Namibian Act have been infringed by this conduct, more especially Section 23.1, right of Section 23.2a and Section 23a, based on the multilateral agreement through the PAN to fix the interchange fees. However, at this point in time, it is important to note that no final decision has been made, and the Commission wishes to invoke the process contemplated by Section 36 of the Competition Act and afford the affected undertakings an opportunity to make written submissions and oral representations to the Commission.
More than 34,000 people have been killed in Gaza, mostly women and children. UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health, Dr. Tlaleng Mofokeng, told SA media outlet Newsroom Africa that since Hamas's attack inside Israel on 7 October, the medical infrastructure was irreparably damaged.
What we are witnessing is a real-time genocidal act with a clear intent from an occupying power, in which is represented by the Israeli government. And none of us can be shocked about the horror that has been unfolding for the last 2 months. They articulated as such, and they have done as much in their actions. The total and utter destruction of Gaza, including the healthcare facilities, including the harassment and targeted killing of healthcare workers, violates multiple international human rights law, humanitarian law, but also directly the right to health. And we see this as an acute episode on an ongoing chronic display of violence, of imperialism, of colonialism, but also very, very important to remember that Israel is being aided by allies all over the world to enact this genocide on Gaza at the moment.
And finally, the One Economy Foundation's Be Free movement will host a constructive masculinity workshop on 26 April 2024. Karina Ita, head of programs at One Economy Foundation, says the workshop aims to engage diverse stakeholders and raise awareness about the importance of healthy masculinities in dismantling patriarchal norms.
The Be Free movement has been a significant game changer in creating safe spaces for open and honest youth dialogues. The need to redefine and promote healthier expressions of masculinity is crucial for fostering gender equality and promoting positive societal change. To address this, Be Free plans to host a national workshop focused on constructive masculinity. We're going to have a lot of exciting activities, panel discussions, we'll have some keynote speeches, we'll have innovative engagements, as well as at least an hour and a half of networking and collaboration sessions.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.